Your Steve Jones Show podcast audio is loading. Steve Jones Show podcast, sponsored by Kratzer Insurance Agency, Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland, and online at KratzerInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome. Great to have you with us. Kevin in the Grand Caymans. And no offense, but it seems like he made the right choice.
You know, that comes under the theory that even a blind squirrel can find an acorn every once in a while.
I mean, you know, you're talking about, I mean, this is a depressing time for Kevin.
Yeah, because it's... It's not August.
He can't watch. Well, no, it's not August any longer. But you know how he watched tape of Troy last week?
Yes. Oh.
Okay. All right. He's watching tape this week, and guess what he's watching tape of?
Boy.
Deer.
Yes.
Deer. He wants to go out into the woods. He wants to have all the tracking patterns. How do they run? Left, right, whatever.
Right.
Leap. He's watching tape of deer. Sarah, stop laughing in there.
It's just when I picture it in my head, yeah. I can't help it.
Do you remember? I got to be careful how I say this because I don't want to offend Kevin. He's a dear friend. But there's an old cartoon of Elmer Fudd.
He's a dear friend of mine, too. I don't care.
But you remember there's a cartoon, Elmer Fudd, hunting in the woods. And I can just see Kevin out there with his Nanook of the North outfit.
Oh, I'm going to kill a rabbit.
Exactly.
Oh, hey. He just hates me. You know, I mean, why he continues to even like me, I have no idea.
Exactly.
I've tried so hard to... Oh,
hey,
my goodness.
One thing I was going to say, you brought up a name way out of the past, and it's the coach of Monmouth, King Rice, who's from New York State, and he has a local connection. Surprisingly, it just hit my memory banks. He was an incredibly gifted football player in high school.
Yes, he was, defensive back
and quarterback, up in the Elmira, New York area. He played
it. Right, that's why. Yeah.
No, he played at Berwick High School against George Curry's Bulldogs way, way back when. And Curry had a thing as head coach, the first game of the season, he would find some incredibly talented team. For example, the legendary St. Ignatius out of Cleveland. Or some of the, like, DeMatha out of the Washington, D.C., Baltimore area, and play them the first game of the year. Well, the one year, because King Rice was such a hot star in high school football, the Berwick Bulldogs scheduled, I think, if it was Elmira or Binghamton, I'm not sure which anymore, and that team with King Rice came down to Berwick Crispin Field and played the Dogs, and I was there. And King Rice put on a spectacular show, and like most cases, Berwick won in the end. Another guy that played at Berwick in high school, Brian Lefwich, who made it to the NFL, etc. And it was I remember following King Rice because of the name, and he ends up at North Carolina playing basketball, and he was darn good.
He was on the national championship team in 1991, and I saw that team play. Because they were in the same bracket as Penn State up in Syracuse. And he was a senior on that team. And earlier that year, they played Colgate. And the reason they played Colgate is Dean Smith had this marvelous, marvelous policy of telling players that by the time they get to the senior year, they would play a game near where they grew up. So Hamilton, New York, was close enough to Elmira. They played a game on the road. North Carolina went on the road, played Colgate. That was always his standard policy, and I think that should always be a standard policy for basketball coaches.
And I'll tell you another one who did that as well, Mike Krzyzewski at Duke. because
absolutely.
And I'll tell you where they went and why they did it. They went to the Great Alaska Shootout up in
For Trajan Langdon
and also Carlos Boozer Jr., who is from Anchorage, Alaska. I went to the East Regionals up in the Carrier Dome and happened to have some very good seats. I won't tell you how I got them, but the letters NCAA can't come to mind. I sat next to Carlos Boozer Sr. and Mrs. Carlos Boozer Sr., who are two rather large people, and Mr. Boozer Sr. was stationed at an Air Force base in Alaska, and they loved Alaska. And that's how their son got up there and played high school basketball. But Krzyzewski made the same promise. So 1 year they went up to the Great Alaska Shootout just so Carlos could have a homecoming.
And that's why I think, and Dean Smith's the one that started all this. There are a lot of things that he did that a lot of people should emulate in the profession today. It was sad, though, to hear, for example, that he was going to be presented the Medal of Freedom, and he couldn't go. The reason is Dean Smith is suffering from early onset dementia, Alzheimer's.
Right.
And that's the reason why, which is just, it's really, it's awfully tough. I mean, I lived through it. I mean, I know with my father. So how tough that is. But yeah, that's what he promised. And that year they played it because I looked at the schedule. I go, Colgate. I looked at the roster and I went, I said, okay, there you go. King Rice, right.
Mm-hmm.
I said he played, from the Elmira area. That's why he did it. That's why you can figure it out right away. So you know, I'm thinking, why did they play a game at Colgate?
Was that the same team, Steve, at North Carolina with Jeff Lebo from Carlisle or thereabouts, that same time frame? Was that
no.
Kevin would tell us that.
A little later than that.
Okay.
They had the big kid on the team, 00. What the heck was his name? But he was the key guy in the middle for them. Good player. Rice ran the show.
Yeah.
For Dean Smith, it was obviously a great moment. All those Final Fours, winning a championship and so forth, which was his second one.
And tonight, a test for the Bison to go down to Mount St. Mary's, which at one point was an incredibly great program, one of those little schools with big names. Jim Phelan was the coach.
Yep. Jim Phelan with the bow tie, over 800 wins in his career. Now, the team that they have at Mount St. Mary's now, two guys, Sammy Prescott and Julian Norfleet, both very, very good. So when you listen to the game tonight on Eagle 107 with Doug Birdsong, yeah, those will be the two key guys that they have to slow down in this game. Now, the game you'll hear on News Radio 1070 WKOK, of course, is the one between Penn State and Monmouth this evening. Monmouth is a team that has played tough. They certainly played a tough game when they took on St. John's and had St. John's, there's 3 points down with 5 minutes to play. St. John's just could not shake these guys. The problem is they don't shoot the ball well enough, and that's why they're a great offensive rebounding team, in part because there are a lot of offensive rebounds to be had. So keep that in mind.
Isn't that one of those things where stats can really be deceiving? It's kind of you got to know what the story is behind the numbers.
Remember that Penn State had a basketball player, a walk-on by the name of Aaron Johnson, Hojo.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember Hojo. His dad played at Bloomsburg State College way back when.
And he led the Big Ten in offensive rebounding. That's because half of the offensive rebounds that he grabbed were his misses. That's no joke. He put the ball up, boom, miss, grab his own rebound, put it back up, then score. And, that's actually a reason why he was not a great finisher around the basket. Well, what happened was that he would grab his own offensive rebounds and put them back and thus led the Big Ten in offensive rebounding 1 year. Now, there was also the game that Hojo had where he had 24 rebounds in a game and he out-rebounded Northwestern individually. It's a true story.
Absolutely. And he ended up leaving the Penn State program and went out to like New Mexico or New Mexico State, didn't he?
He transferred to New Mexico, and it just never panned out.
I was going to say, it was just did not work out big time.
Yeah, it just never panned out for him. And, you know, he was a good functional player. He's the kind of guy that you would have loved to have brought off the bench. But at that particular time for Penn State, they needed to have him start. And he would have been a better, he would have been better suited to come off the bench and give them some key bench minutes and be a good role player that could give you 15 to 18 minutes. And it's Penn State's had some really good teams here along the way, but obviously they've had more mediocre teams than really good teams. I think they're getting to the point now where they're starting to, under Pat, you can see what he's building here. And I like the direction he's going in with this club. Not just a little, a lot.
Yeah.
And, you got to keep going with this. This is a big season for him, obviously. You don't get, you know, a fifth season out of Tim Frazier for nothing. And I remember that Danny Morrissey, when Penn State won the NIT, Danny Morrissey, early in his career, got hurt twice. And I remember the second one wiped out what was going to be a promising season for him. And I pulled him aside. I said, let me talk to you for a second. I said, just file this away. When you get to your fifth year, you're going to be really glad you're playing basketball, college basketball, at that stage of your life. I said, you know, I said, when you get it, you're going to really cherish it. And he pulled me aside several times that season. He said, I remember what you told me. And then, of course, you know, they won the NIT that year. So it ended up really paying dividends for
him. What season was that?
2008-2009 is when they won the NIT.
Was that did he hit the three-pointer against Bucknell, or am I thinking of somebody else?
That's Mike Walker.
Mike Walker, okay.
Mike Walker did that.
Yeah, I don't like him either. No, I'm just kidding. That put a dagger in my heart that night at the Bryce Jordan, but I couldn't remember if it was... Go ahead.
Two years ago, I'm in Pittsburgh for a Duquesne game. So I decide I want to take my son and my daughter-in-law out to lunch. And it turned out that Ron Moeller and a good friend of mine, Mike McGinley, we all went out together. And now this is in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And so we go out to a restaurant on the other side of the river, up on the lookout near the incline.
You're up on Mount Washington then.
Yes, we're out on Mount Washington. We walk in the restaurant, and who do I see? Mike Walker and his wife. I couldn't believe it. I said, what are the odds? Because he's from Harrisburg. He works for his dad down in Londonderry.
But you guys obviously have great taste in restaurants to be up on Mount Washington.
You're darn right we do. I peeled a little paper that day, my man. Peeled some paper that day.
I'll bet you did. I've been up on Mount Washington, Monterey Bay Fish House, Le Monde, a few places like that.
Very nice.
Yes, you...
Well done.
Steve, I want to just say, you're in triple figures when you're up on Mount Washington. I watched the implosion of Three Rivers Stadium from up there.
Did you really?
I absolutely did. I have a couple friends that are huge Pirate fans like I am, and they happen to be district attorneys in the western part of the state, and we had an implosion party, and somebody had a connection up in Mount Washington, so we went up to a restaurant. There was a great party, and we watched the thing go down on a Sunday, and it was awesome. And then we got the check, and we figured it was quite expensive to watch somebody blow up a building. But it is a great, majestic view of the Three Rivers.
Well, let's take a break.
Yes.
Today's show is brought to you by our great friends at Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, and Northumberland. Auto, home, life, business insurance. If price and service mean something to you, and doesn't it mean something to all of us? Our good friends at Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, and Northumberland. We're in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. Be safe traveling out there tonight here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Ready for a quality pre-owned vehicle? Well, get them before they go to auction at Sunbury Motors. Go to sunburymotors.com and click on pre-auction blowout.
Like a 2011 Ford Explorer Limited, only 12,000 miles, $34,999. 2010 Lincoln MKX, just one owner, $24,955. 2012 Kia Optima LX comes with a Carfax buyback guarantee, just $16,399. 2012 Hyundai Sonata, accident-free, fully serviced, just $13,796. And a like-new 2012 Ford Focus SE, lowest price promise, just $16,961. Call 570-286-7746.
All come with a Carfax report and our lowest price promise. Pre-auction blowout.
See the full inventory and schedule a test drive and see what your trade is worth, too, at sunburymotors.com.
At the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at our dealership, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Who has all the time for shopping around company to company for insurance? And do you really understand what you're getting? Price is nice, but peace of mind is best protection for your dollar, and that's priceless. For 50 years, people of the Susquehanna Valley have trusted the Kratzer Insurance Agency to do all the work when it comes to insurance. As an independent insurance agent with resources of many companies, they can find the policy that is right for you without giving up local, reassuring service that is lost by online or long-distance companies. Whether it's auto, homeowners, life, or business, think Kratzer Insurance in Mount Pleasant Mills and Northumberland.
Hi, this is Kim Ebright. Right now, Allied Insurance is lowering rates for preferred auto classes. Call us, stop in, or visit us online at KrautzerInsurance.com. You may qualify.
Standing together against whatever. Family, friendship, security. The Kratzer Insurance Agency.
Well, we got ourselves quite a night on hand here, without question. We're talking about some rain, parts of central Pennsylvania getting heavy ice, and then some snow to top it off.
If I'm the Monmouth team, I'm staying over in State College. I'm not taking the Interstate 80 Express back to Jersey.
No, I don't think there's no way they can leave tonight. I think they know that already. I mean, but it's a perfect time for this to happen to them because the hotels here are wide, wide open right now.
And so that's
not an issue. But they're talking about 5.3 inches of snow, 1.1 inches of rain, and 0.4 of an inch of ice in this area between now and the end of tomorrow.
Steve, have you ever thought about changing and working for AccuWeather, because you're really good at that, by the way?
You know what? When you do baseball, okay?
Yeah.
You're constantly checking the radar.
True.
Constantly. You're looking to see where's the storm, what direction it's going in, and so forth. You know, how much time do we have before maybe we have to get a tarp on the field? So you want to let the listeners know that. So you end up looking at radar a lot. I never look at it in football, and obviously not in basketball either. The only time I really look at it is I'll look ahead to a forecast. For example, I want to know what's going to be like in Madison because I want to know how to dress.
True.
In other words, what am I bringing with me?
Yes.
You're in the
home of AccuWeather and Penn State School of Meteorology, so. Just a thought to plant. If you ever get tired of broadcasting sports, just head on over to AccuWeather, and you're pretty good at that, I say.
Well, I appreciate that. That's awfully nice.
Tired
but
of broadcasting sports?
No, that'll never happen.
I want to tell you, look, what we're doing right now resurrected my days, okay? I was not in a good situation, and I'd been in it for 21 years, but it was a local radio situation, which I, with all due respect to the fine people there, has nothing to do with, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sorry. I'm just not the kind of guy that gets up and goes, well, Madonna broke up with her husband, all right? It's just not my deal, okay? I was always, like, just standing there just waiting for the next game. Now I get this opportunity. Well, this opportunity has been the opportunity of all opportunities for me on local radio. What we're doing right now on this station. To say I love doing this show, and yes, Kevin's like, please mention me. Stop laughing, Sarah.
She cannot help herself.
Okay? But yes, working with Kevin's a gem. All right? And I love... more phone calls would be great, 800-795-9565, because I really enjoy talking with people who listen to the show. Really enjoy it. Questions, comments, whatever it happens to be. I've enjoyed this slot now. It's been almost 2 years now. And believe me, this has been, without question, the best 2 years of local radio I've ever had or enjoyed. I mean, easily. So no, there's no desire to go over and go, and look, there's a line of thunderstorms from Natchez to Mobile. Okay?
And the radar is also picking up a series of Russian ICBMs, so I really wouldn't sweat the thunderstorms. All right, so...
You know what's really, Steve, what's really funny to me about local television? They say, here we are in the backyard, and it's such and such and such. Well, no fooling. If you look in my backyard, it's the same thing. I never understood the importance of weather on television. Just as one announcer once said, want to know the weather? Stick your head out the window. I mean...
In fact, well, that's WNEP Channel 16, of course, does that.
Yes, they do.
And when I was in college at Penn State Wilkes-Barre,
mm-hmm.
Gary Essex was the anchor.
I remember Gary.
Jay Christopher, nice man, right, did sports and weather. So one week, it was like February. We had a string of days in a row where the low overnight was 15 below zero. Okay? And they used to have this tripod in the backyard. So Gary Essex says, and let's go out to Jay Christopher now for a look at the weather. And then Gary goes, Gary, it's freezing out here. Right? And he tries to turn the tripod. And it's like, it won't turn. Right? And so he looks over and he says, look, here's the forecast. Cold, colder, and coldest. I'm coming in. Well, there's still 3 minutes left of the segment, and Gary looks over and he says, Jay, where'd you go? He says, and then he looks at the camera and says, I'm losing control here.
Yes, sir.
It was one of the funniest segments I ever saw. I was sitting there watching it, because I watched Channel 16 all the time
sure.
when I was in college.
Absolutely.
They had everything. They had a helicopter. They had a backyard. They had, they had all the bells and whistles. It was really cool.
Skycam 16.
But when he was in the backyard during this treacherous cold spell, it was awful. And he went out there and went, I'm not staying. Basically, it was, I'm not staying out here. He says, here's the weather. Cold, colder, coldest. I'm coming in. And Gary looks at the camera, and he knows that they still had three, probably 4 minutes left. And he's like, what do I do? Today's show brought to you by Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, Northumberland, here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Your phone calls at 800-795-9565 on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Kratzer Insurance is the one that takes us through this Tuesday. Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland. Auto, home, life, business insurance. A price and service means something to you. Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills and Northumberland. Safely ensconced, by the way, on this wintry day in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Of course, I have to leave the Sunbury Motors studio in 24 minutes to go to the Jordan Center for basketball.
Hopefully it'll be a little warm. They'll have the heat on the Jordan Center to warm it up for you, Steve.
Yeah, I was there for 2 hours today. I was there during shoot around this afternoon, so watch some of that. It was very nice, comfy, and cozy in there. No question about that. I also drove by the Hampton, and Dick's car was under the canopy. So
so he is ready to go at 5:30 with you when you come online or on the air?
Absolutely. We'll be on the air at 5:30 for a 6 o'clock start tonight. Then Friday afternoon or Friday evening, they play at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn against St. John's. And then Saturday afternoon, it is the game. It'll either be Ole Miss or Georgia Tech. Then a week from tonight, it's at Pitt in the ACC Challenge. So as you can see, the hits just keep on coming in terms of finding out exactly how good this program is at this stage, because they're facing some good competition, and that's a big plus.
And they need to do that to get ready for the Big Ten when that starts.
And the opener is New Year's Eve against number one ranked Michigan State here.
Oh, boy.
Other than that, it's no big deal.
Yes. I was looking at some of the Penn State sports team's schedules. Why don't you just tell our listeners out there where the Penn State women's basketball team is going to be this week. I was stunned.
Yeah, they're the Paradise Jam.
Down in, yeah, in the Bahamas.
In the Bahamas. Yeah, they left early. I don't understand why.
Yeah. And you're not doing those games in the Bahamas because...
I don't do women's basketball.
I know,
that's
but
the reason why.
But it is the Bahamas, and we've got 5 inches of snow coming this way. And
they 2 years ago they went to Cancun. You know, I ended up doing a tournament once in Casper, Wyoming. What's wrong with my career?
Exactly. Let's see. You've turned down the Bahamas and Cancun.
Everybody else is going all over. They're like, "Hey, we're going to the Virgin Islands, Cancun. We're going here. I'm going to Casper."
And I don't even ski. Yeah. No, that's why doesn't Penn State play in one of those Maui Invitationals?
I think at some point they will. I think at some point they will. I never understood why Ed and Jerry didn't want to do it. Jerry didn't want to do it, and Ed for the same reason, because of the travel part of it. I remember one year, it was the year after Penn State played in the Charleston tournament. And Penn State was supposed to play in Anaheim the next year. And I had all the travel plans worked out about doing two games in Anaheim, day off, doing a Penn State football game, going back to Anaheim, coming back to State College. So I had it all done. They were going to play in the Honda Center, the home of the Ducks.
Mm-hmm.
And Ed backed out. Now, you want to know why he backed out? He backed out because Penn State was playing in the ACC Challenge, and he didn't want to have to fly back on a Sunday to play an ACC Challenge game on Tuesday. So Penn State ended up playing some other regular season games instead of being in the tournament. Now, some of those tournaments are really worth it. I'm not so sure about that tournament in Anaheim.
Yeah.
About whether it, because whenever I watched it on TV, it looks like it's friends and family in attendance.
Yeah, there's... Well, the Maui Invitational, as I said, late night at 2 o'clock in the morning... They play in a rather small gym, but it's packed to the rafters with fans, and it just gives you an impression of a great atmosphere for college basketball. You know, the fans are right next to it, and everybody who travels all the way to Maui just to watch a basketball game for, say, Dayton, or these are the real true fans.
But they play three games out there.
They're
so
true.
You're out there, it's an extended period of time. If you're just going out to play a game... then it's a problem.
Yeah.
But if it's three games, now you're talking about people, you know a year in advance you're going to be playing in it. So in other words, I already know now Penn State's playing in Charleston's tournament next year. We already know that. That's the tournament next year that's going to give them the extra games and so forth. I also know what the dates happen to be. So now I have to work out whatever I can flight-wise to get myself from Charleston up to Indianapolis and then drive over to Champaign.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I know I have to do that. And in terms of getting back, boom, drive back to Indianapolis, get on the plane, fly back that night, go, you know, game. Or what feeling thing with the map report. Ever, you know a year in advance, so you have a chance to plan for it, just like Penn State knows it's playing football at Crow Park. And yes, I still have to go and get my passport.
Yeah, that's kind of a wise point.
I'm getting nagged about it.
I would think you, you know, Steve, just as a point of a hint to you, if you don't have it, they don't let you on the plane leaving here. It's not that you have trouble getting...
Oh, I know. In all honesty, I was going to do it the off week, but I lost the bye week for personal reasons, as you know.
I think
people do know that. That was the week I was going to get it done. Well, all of a sudden, you know, everything changed, and I had to make two trips to New England and so forth. It was, you know, so I couldn't do it. So when the football season is over with, there's a TV show I tape in football season, which you see in Wilkes-Barre, and you also see in Harrisburg as well. We're going to tape it tomorrow, quarterback clubs tomorrow as well. Well, suddenly, you know, a Wednesday is a completely different proposition in basketball season where I can go, I've got some time, I can go take care of it, and I will have it done before Christmas.
Steve, let me give you a little hint on this.
I will make sure I get it. Yes, what?
You go to the courthouse in Bellefonte. You go to the prothonotary's office. You smile at the wonderful ladies behind the counter and just let them know you're there for a passport.
Deb Immel.
There you go.
She's the prothonotary.
And you just say, that's where you go. You take a checkbook with you, And usually somewhere in the courthouse, there's a place, usually it was in, at least in our area, the sheriff's office, and they will take a very nice passport photo of you, and there it is. It is painless. I have done it, and so...
I know I need it, so we're going to be going
it's
to
gotta
hire.
Be done.
You know, I know I need it. It's got to be done. It's just I've got to just go and get the dang thing done.
And I, the discussion at our house right now is about the Penn State Central Florida football game over in Ireland in August. It's do we go or do we go?
And Jack has a friend whose nickname is Butchie. Butchie's from Punxsutawney, right?
Mm-hmm.
And nice guy, but at the same time, I'll admit, you know, Butchie can be a trip. I mean, it's I think he's tremendous. Well, we are working it out, so Mr. Moeller, Mr. Ham, Butchie, and I are playing a round of golf. Now, I have suggested, and it doesn't matter to me, I don't care if we go to the municipal course, okay? There's also a good friend of mine, Bob Held, who told me, he says, there's a place called Old Head that's at a right on the sea.
Yes.
North of Dublin, okay?
Kind of like it's, their so Pebble Beach.
Yes, an inlet up there, fabulous, okay? What I suggested, though, was Ballybunion. Ballybunion. Okay, go to the World Golf Course rankings, 1 through 100.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 17, 18, Ballybunion. When we had the guy from the Gaelic Athletic Association here, Parig Duffy, and Parig Duffy was on the pregame show.
I remember so watching him.
I said to Parg, the last thing I said, I have one more question for you. He says, oh, of course, that's great. Whatever. I said, I have one word that I want you to etch in your mind that's very important to all of us on the Penn State Sports Network. He goes, oh, he says, what word's that? I said, Ballybunion. He goes, that's a golf course. I go, bingo, bag.
Well, that's the discussion in our house.
They're leaving on a Tuesday. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday there. All right? At some point, I'm sure we can fit in a golf course somewhere. I don't care if to rent clubs. I don't care if I can pull them out of the North Sea. All right? Going to do this. All right? Now, Ballybunion is on the west coast of Ireland, while Dublin's on the east coast.
Right.
So we'd have to make a 2 to 2.5 hour drive, but you'd be going through the countryside.
Breathtakingly beautiful.
You'd see the country,
yes,
as well as playing the golf course. Right now, Moeller wants to go to the Guinness factory. I told him they don't rent rooms. I mean, you've got to do certain things with certain people. Ron, look, you can't rent a room there. It's just
it's a brewery, for heaven's sakes.
Right. So we've got this.
Yeah.
And that's it. But we got to leave right away. We're out of there like that. Why? Because as soon as the game's over, Penn State's out of there. Because they're playing Akron the next Saturday. They can't spend extra time there after the game.
But it sounds like a great plan. One other thing from my perspective to just briefly discuss, Steve, is this Saturday while you're out in Wisconsin at a 3:30 start, I'll be at Bloomsburg University,
yes,
in the second round of the NCAA tournament hosting arch rival Westchester. And
Are they going to do something permanent now with that job? Because it's an interim job right now.
It is an interim job, and when you're dealing with a state university, you have to go through 17 hoops, some of which are rimmed with fire. And Paul Darrow, who is 10-1 right now,
coach, just. Look, it's a football coach. Just hire the dude. Move on. I'm sorry to simplify the process for everybody.
Exactly.
But guess what? It's not that difficult to do.
No.
Just pick out somebody, hire them.
And you're so right. But they have to send all the applicant pool, when it gets assembled, down to the racial or the equity office to make sure it's a diverse pool of candidates. Well, the question is, who wants to apply for a job for the guy who's in it as the interim, is in the second round of the NCAA playoffs, lost one game all year, has been with the program almost 20 years, and has a feel for the institution, the program, and its players.
Right.
It's just nuts.
Look, I'm not putting down the institution.
No, right? Exactly.
In the least. But stop making things so freaking complicated. All right? After a while, you sit back and go, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Do you know how much it costs to do a search for, like, a janitor's position, let alone a professor or a highly visible coaching position? It's unbelievable. And that's one of the many problems that the state schools have.
That's one of the great things about what happened with my job. Okay? I applied for it. I sent in a tape, waited, made the final four, got the job.
There you go.
Okay. All right. And I can tell you exactly the date I got the job. Okay, it's not the same date it was announced.
Exactly.
It was a January 27th, and I was told in the meeting, "Don't say a word to anybody." So I go to a party that night. Like 2 days later, I go to a party, and it was like, you know, well, what's the deal? What's the deal? What's the deal? You know, so I'm, you know, one little white lie after another.
Sure.
I don't know. I'm sitting there knowing I got the job. I mean, really, I've signed a contract and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And finally they announced it like 5 days later. But, you know, it was a simple process.
Yeah. And
there's no need. No, I wasn't even interviewed for it.
That's I understand that. That's how I got my first job in a law firm before I graduated from law school. There's no interview. They asked me what I was doing. I said, I don't know. What do you guys have in mind? They said, well, we're thinking maybe you ought to join us. Okay. End of story. Handshake. Yeah. And that, we were done. And so right. Bloomsburg plays Westchester. Franklin Quiete, the current all-time scoring leader in the PSAC, rushing leader in the PSAC, only about 450 yards or so behind Danny Woodhead, the all-time leading Division II rusher from Shadron State, Nebraska. If they win this week and he has a typical Quiete game and they get in next week, probably against Shepherd undefeated, he could be number one.
Yeah, and look at the career that Danny Woodhead has carved out with New England and now with San Diego.
Yeah.
All
exactly.
Right. We'll wrap it up in a moment. Happy Thanksgiving from us to the Kratzers, and also from Kratzer Insurance to all of you as well. Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, Northumberland, Auto Home Life Business Insurance. All right. Price, service, they mean something to all of us. Well, that's what they specialize in. Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills and Northumberland. Also at the Sunbury Motors Studio, our great friends at Sunbury Motors wish each and every one of you a happy Thanksgiving. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kierwitz, 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf on News Radio 10. All right, Steelers and Ravens coming up on Thanksgiving night.
Can't wait for it. And just so you guys know, my job experience here, I was interviewed by Kevin when I got the job at SBC, and I still got it. So I guess I owe him. So I got my job.
No, not really.
I just remember that day coming in and sitting down with Kevin. I didn't know him at the time. Now, 7 years later, here I am.
Yeah, well, believe me, it's our good fortune. You do an absolutely tremendous job. Love the noon reports, the videos, things like that. You do a great job. So, I mean, whatever, you know, I wouldn't go overboard with, like, thank you.
Oh, don't worry. You know, I haven't yet.
I mean, okay, good. I mean, has he found yet that there's a pattern within the station about how he's treated?
I mean, he's got to
figured that
know.
Out yet?
He has not. And no one should tell him.
Yeah, right.
No. I mean, we know he's listening right now, and he's still confused.
Exactly. I'll tell you this. Steve, you know this.
I love him like a brother.
He is just a great guy. He's so much fun.
Yes, he is. He was actually a lot of fun.
And we, you know, kind of tease him a little bit here and there and pretty much everywhere.
He's a nervous ninny. Oh,
yeah,
my goodness.
He is.
There's certain things. It's like, see, I drive him nuts.
I know.
Because, it's all right. That's all right. He goes, "You're too calm all the time." It's all right. It's okay. I drive him nuts.
He does prepare for sporting events and announcing.
Yes, he does.
He really does.
What he's done is he's asked me, and he uses a lot of the same stuff I use now.
I think he stole blatantly from you. I think, which could be this big.
But I told him to.
Yeah,
I told him to. I said, "Steal away. I don't care." I said,
it's not copyrighted material. It's fair game.
Now I considered it 2 years ago. Actually considered it. There's a service that you can get, and it's out of Virginia, and they sent me an email. And they showed me, you see the spotting charts that, like Mus Burger has.
Sure.
Brad Nesselman. They're all made by this guy in Virginia. And he ships the charts to them. He overnights them. They don't make their own charts,
I did not know that. I thought maybe old Brett was sitting down there, in his off hours.
No.
Man.
No.
The mystique is just going out of it.
No. No. In fact, Bobby, I'll send you the email.
Okay.
Because they wanted me to join it. I refuse. But number one, I'm cheap.
Exactly.
No, but I have my own system, my own way of doing it. I've got this thing set up where, I'm turning over games left and right. I've got Monmouth all prepared for tonight, and guess what? I have probably 75% of the Wisconsin game prepared. I have my own system. I've got everything in my computer, and I've got it backed up and so forth, where it's the information I want to use. And by the way, this guy in Virginia, he sent me all these examples. Really, really some good stuff. I have to admit, it's very, very good.
Well, Steve, have a great call. Penn State Monmouth coming up 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock, the tip-off.
Yep. Today, our thanks to Crotcher Insurance, by the way. Mount Pleasant Mills, Northumberland. Auto Home Life Business Insurance. Service and price means something to you. Crotcher Insurance. Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland. As always, our thanks to Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Keywords 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Sarah, thank you. Bobby, thank you, my man.
You're welcome, my good friend, Steve.
All right. We're going to have fun tomorrow. Tomorrow's show will be fun. Jack Ham on Friday, by the way. So look forward to that. My broadcast partner and I will talk about the season on Friday. Have a great night, everybody. I'll talk to you in a half an hour.